It is the Sunrise Morning Show. I'm Matt Swaim, joined now by Diana Von Glahn, and she is online at thefaithfultraveler.com. You've perhaps seen some of her specials on EWTN. Continue our series on pilgrimage. Diana, good morning.
Good morning, Matt.
So, August dedicated to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Tell us about a shrine in New Jersey that is put together by the Blue Army that might be of interest to our listeners this month.
Yeah, well, those of you who have seen our first series of The Faithful Traveler know it. It's the Blue Army Shrine dedicated to the Immaculate Heart of Mary, and it is devoted to spreading the word of the events that happened at Fatima in Portugal. And it's really timely, actually, you know, given what's going on in the world. You know, those of you who know the story of Fatima know that Blessed Mother appeared to three little Portuguese shepherds and basically told them to pray, to never stop praying for peace in the world and to offer sacrifices in reparation for the many insults that are given to our Blessed Lord and to his Blessed Mother, to the Immaculate Heart of Mary and the Sacred Heart of Jesus.
Well, with so much going on in the world right now, everything from the violence that is driving people from Central America into the United States, the violence in Mosul in Iraq, the violence in Syria, the violence in Ukraine and everywhere. My goodness, I think that Our Lady of Fatima's phone needs to be ringing off the hook.
It's true. It's true. And, you know, it's interesting. One of my friends, I know you spoke with her the other day, Marge Fenelon, posted this really amazing article the other day about the Marian feast in the month of August. And aside from the fact that the month of August, the entire month of August is dedicated to the Immaculate Heart of Mary, there are a lot of Marian feasts in the month of August. Of course, the Assumption is the big one. But, you know, it's a wonderful opportunity for us to follow the Blessed Mother's words. She's, every time she appears to anybody, she always says the same thing, pray, pray, pray. You know, and it was funny, I was talking to a Monsignor recently. I was interviewing him for our upcoming program about the Holy Father's visit to Holy Land. And I asked him, I said, you know, I know we're supposed to be praying, but, you know, it's not like we're trying to convince God. Like, you know, why are we supposed to be praying? We're not trying to convince him. And he said, you know, God wants us to want these things. And so when we pray, it shows us that we want these things. So he wants us to want peace in the world. He wants us to love one another. And so when we offer continual prayers and sacrifices and reparations for these things, we show him that we want these things. And then, you know, he's more likely, like, you know, it's like a parent who wants a child to be good. It's like, of course, you know. So God is our Holy Father, and he wants us to want these things.
So where in New Jersey is this shrine to the Immaculate Heart of Mary?
It's in Washington, New Jersey. I believe it's right across the border from Pennsylvania. And it is one of the most amazing shrines that I've ever been to. It's so beautiful. It's just in these rolling hills, and there's lots of grass, and, you know, there are just hundreds and hundreds of people who come. Of course, the months between May and October, the 13th of each day of those months, they have a special event because those are the days that commemorate the apparitions of the Blessed Mother to the three pastorinhos, or the shepherds in Fatima. And so, you know, May is the huge one because that's the Feast of Our Lady of Fatima, as well as October, which is the commemoration of the miracle of the sun, when it was the last apparition and the sun came down from the sky. And I mean, anybody who's seen the movie can just envision this. It's just, you know, amazing. And there are pictures, and there, you know, there are interviews with people who saw this. It's really amazing. And the shrine really provides people an opportunity to see these things. There is a small capelinha, which is like the small chapel where people, similar to the one in Fatima, where people pray. There is a holy house of Loreto, which for those people who have been to Loreto in Italy know, it's tradition tells us that it's the house of the Blessed Mother and the baby Jesus when they were little that was transported miraculously to Italy. And the one in the Blue Army Shrine has a little bit of dust from the original house mixed into the mortar that built the house. So it's kind of special. It's like a little bit of, you know, the Holy Family in the middle of New Jersey. It's really fantastic.
So I've not got the lettuce to spring for a trip to Portugal. If I go to Washington, New Jersey, to the Shrine of the Immaculate Heart of Mary, Will that be a reasonable substitute?
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, there are statues of the Blessed Mother everywhere, and of course, they also have a great devotion to life. There's a beautiful statue of the Blessed Mother with the baby Jesus holding him in the same position that a woman holds a baby in her womb. And so they have a lot of celebrations for women who have children and, you know, praying and reparation for people who have had abortions and all of that kind of thing. And also there's a real amazing painting there that is a replica of the original that Salvador Dali made, which is an image of the vision of hell that the three Basarinos saw. Those who know the story know that our Blessed Mother showed them an image of hell, and from the story that they told, Salvador Dali actually made a painting. And, you know, it's funny, those who know the way that Salvador Dali paints his paintings, usually they're kind of weird looking. But this one, it's like you can see, okay, yeah, I could see hell looking like that, you know. So that's in the chapel, and it's really beautiful. There's a statue of the Angel of Peace who appeared to the three children and taught them to pray and gave them the Blessed Sacrament. And so there are a lot of reminders and things that will bring you, it's a little slice of Portugal in New Jersey. It's really fantastic.
The Shrine of the Immaculate Heart of Mary, the Blue Army Shrine in New Jersey. It's in Washington, New Jersey, and I'm sure our listeners who are listening in Trenton, perhaps on Domestic Church Media, would be very interested in popping by. It's probably been in their backyard, and there are some people who probably have lived near it all their lives and have never checked it out. So I encourage people to check that out. And Diana, I went on a cool pilgrimage over the course of this past weekend. I got a retreat from a birthday. Have you ever been to the Abbey of Gethsemane?
No, but I've heard of it. That's a Trappist Abbey, isn't it?
It is, and it's in, actually the town is called Trappist, Kentucky.
Awesome. And aren't they the ones that make the jams?
They're not the ones who make the jams. I think the ones who make the jams are and preserves are out of Massachusetts. I might be wrong about that.
Oh, okay.
These are the ones that make fudge.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, so I brought back, and it's going to be, I wanted to wait. My boss is on vacation this week, so I wanted to make sure that I didn't bust it out until he got back. But I got, from the monks, some bourbon butter walnut fudge and some lemon drop white chocolate fudge handmade by the Trappist monks.
Awesome. And it's a great opportunity to support the work that they're doing, you know, to buy things that are made by nuns and monks. Absolutely. That's fantastic. What a wonderful birthday gift.
I know, yeah. That fudge is the labora that helps support the aura, right?
Right, that's right. And, you know, I really want to encourage people, even if you can't, if you're far away from New Jersey, obviously, and you can't make a trip, go to any Marian shrine in your, you know, if there's one in your neighborhood, or even just go to a church and, you know, offer up reparations. Use this month to offer up the little sacrifices that we have in our life for, you know, for the sins that are going on around the world, and to make reparations, because, you know, everything that we can do, I mean, the people who cut us off on the road, and, you know, the getting up in the morning, you know, and life is full of them, you know, use those as an opportunity to make reparations.
Well, one of those Marian places that you can visit is where our studios are based here in Cincinnati at Our Lady of the Holy Spirit Center. We have a 24-hour adoration chapel just down the hall. It's the home of what was at one point the second Catholic seminary here in the United States of America. It's a massive building full of beautiful artwork and relics and all kinds of stuff, and it's devoted to Our Lady, the spouse of the Holy Spirit. So come check out our little habitat if you get a chance, Diana.
Awesome. I will. I'm gonna see how far away I am from you guys right now. I'm in the middle of Ohio, like I said, so if I can, I'll pop by.
All right. Well, if our listeners want to find more about the Faithful Traveler, where can they find you online?
We're at www.thefaithfultraveler.com, and of course the links to all of our social media are on that page as well, so check us out.
Thefaithfultraveler.com. Diana von Glahn, thanks for being with us. Have a blessed day.
Thanks, you too, Matt.